Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune into Brad and Brit.
It's the Brad and Brit cast. We're live in the Wednesday, 1:40 to 2 something hour, whatever that is. I don't know. We're late.
We haven't spoken on it. Did you want to talk about the imminent, hiatus that the show is going to be on in a little bit?
No.
We'll get to it.
I was actually thinking of that. And there are some questions, and I know we get a lot of viewer mail, right? We get a lot of it. A
lot of viewer mail.
I have this idea, but you know, we could read viewer mail and then answer it with a clever quip. What do you think of that?
We could do it. A snappy quip.
It's never been done before.
Right.
Anyway, if you've been following my health issues, you know, I have myelofibrosis, which means I have very little bone marrow. It's not very productive. And if not treated, it will convert itself into cancer and leukemia, probably kill me in short order. Short order could mean, I don't know, a year, 2 years, whatever. So I have to get a stem cell bone marrow transplant. And it is officially scheduled now for April 2nd. That's, that's not too long from now, is it?
No, pretty short order.
That's about 10, 11 days from now as we speak. And at that time, I will get chemotherapy for 5 or 6 days. And the reason I'm getting it, timing it like that, is so that the weekend of the Final Four, I will be at my very best right after chemotherapy.
It's key.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to cheer on Samford as their first ever entrant into the Final Four. It'll be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. How's UVA doing? I hear they're burning up the track. Oh,
not so good. Not a good time for 20 minutes ago.
Anyhow, After that, 6 or 7 days, I will get the blood of a bone marrow transplant donor from, and this is where wrestling comes in. You ready? Parts unknown. Parts unknown. I don't know who the person is. I don't know where they're from, except that they're from the United States. That's all they tell you. And that's all I need to know. And then after that, I'll still be in the hospital for about another 30 days or so in relative isolation. Isn't it great? Finally, I get a private room in a hospital. Well, okay, because I can't have anybody really near.
Finally.
Right. And hopefully I will recover. I will come back and I will have brand new bone marrow and, for several months after that, I have to kind of stay home and lay low and take it real, real easy and hope everything works. Got a good situation, I think, medically with the folks at Atrium Wake Forest Baptist Cougar Mellon Camp Hospital. They're great. I love them. They're all nice. But it is a long name now. It's a long name.
And, so the upshot
I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful.
Yeah, for most of April, Brad will not have time to talk about what a piece of shit Donald Trump is. At least not for distribution to the masses.
A good friend of mine this morning asked me, "So what happens to the podcast?" And I said, "Probably nothing. But if in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever, if I'm feeling okay, you know, I just set that MacBook Air up on the little shitty table that you have in a hospital bed and we could rock. Theoretically, if I felt right, there's no reason I couldn't do it. But on the other hand, my guess is that they'll say, no, no way, no how. And not because of my condition, or because they know who you are. They know what you're all about.
we don't need you upsetting our patient.
Right.
Mr. Exactly. Whitmire. We don't need you upset. Exactly. No, your main job is going to be to concentrate on that and to go through. You'll have more than enough to do as far as just dealing with your health and what's going on. And you know, anything else will be a secondary consideration.
Yeah. And I know what you're thinking if you're watching the Brad and Britcast. They're saying, he doesn't look sick. He looks as crappy as he always does. No difference. Yeah. And that's actually a good thing, because some people who have found out about something like this several months in, like I have, they get very anemic. They can barely move, or they've got all other kinds of things. There could be blood all over the floor. That's all I can say. There could be, but there's not. I feel fine.
This is why it's very important to have those regular, yearly checkups, because that's, they think they caught your thing early.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually this is a this is a 6 month checkup that I had. So, thank you for all the cards and letters and good wishes. We appreciate it. And, I've got family and friends all ready to step in and help me. And I need 24/7 supervision. Wait a minute. They said that about me in third grade. He needs 24/7 supervision. What's wrong with him? But I'll need that when I come home from the hospital, in case something happens. They get me right back over there.
Exactly.
You hope for the best. I mean, I was going to go Republican on this and say I don't believe in medical science. And I just could pray away the problem, but I've decided to go with medicine and science. And
there you go again.
Their work.
There you go again. That Western medicine, all those doctors and their knowledge, all those all that technology and everything.
Oh yeah. I have this doctor with a fancy degree from a major university who specializes in this. And I'm putting my faith in him, although I think it's Franklin Graham said, "What are you bothering with that for, Jew?" I don't know.
What are you bothering with that, Jew? Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so I see Trump's doubled down in the last 24 hours on his if you don't vote for Republicans, you're a self-hating, Jew-hating, Israel-hating, Zionist-hating human being who doesn't deserve to live because you've turned on your own people. Which that's my favorite part of this, because if you go back through the history of the statements that Trump made, he started at the baseline of the several thousand year old anti-Semitic Jewish trope, which is no matter how, no matter where, no matter when you see a Jew, their loyalty is never to wherever they live, whatever country they reside in. It's always to some other power, some other entity. And in the case of American Jews, it's your first loyalty is not to the United States. It's not to the Constitution. It's to Israel. And that's the ultimate anti-Semitic trope. It really is. Because, of course, it's ridiculous. And the proof, I always thought that was anti-Semitic and ridiculous, is that, in fact, most Jews have been voting Democratic for many, many decades. Right. And the reason that they do that is because there are other issues.
Right.
I know this is hard to believe.
Yeah.
That Jews are interested in besides Israel, just Israel. And to even have to explain that or say that is just ridiculous and stupid. And the fact that, and by the way, Trump has yet to pull out of his ass in this round of this back and forth about how he couldn't possibly be anti-Semitic because, of course, his daughter Ivanka married a Jew, Jared Kushner.
Right.
And so, therefore, they sort of have Jewish grandchildren.
But Trump not really.
Does, and Melania does. But by Jewish law,
no,
they don't, because the mother was not born Jewish. But right. You know what? If you declare that you are, that's good enough, right? Well, we don't do genetic tests. We don't do blood tests.
No.
We don't worry about the blood of the goyim soiling.
Poisoning. That's the word you get. No, you assume several different things there. First of all, that Joe Biden is bad for Israel and Donald Trump is good for Israel. That's the first assumption that's made. That's the first one that you made. And you, as a Jew, if you don't understand that Donald Trump is good for Israel and Joe Biden, then you suck and you're a bad Jew. I want the next thing to be at the next rally. Somebody whisper to him, go up to him. And those of you who are Jews, I know you don't believe in hell, but you're going to hell if you vote for Joe Biden. I want that. I want that to happen. I want that to come up at the next rally. In fact, I want some journalist to plant that one to him. I want, do you believe that Jews that vote for Joe Biden are going to hell? You can just see the wheel spinning because he won't be ready for it. Well, yes, probably going. Yeah, I don't know. Probably think a lot's going to happen. Nobody knows.
Has he explicitly said, and you'll notice how suspiciously quiet he is about actual policy regarding Israel and Hamas and what would he do? He doesn't have to, because all he says is this would have never happened.
That's all you got to say.
And it's such a counterfactual load of crap that, if Kim Jong-un was president of the United States, it wouldn't have happened either. So what?
Wouldn't he say the only thing that he's really done for Israel, the only real policy success he could even pull out of his ass, is moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Isn't that the only thing that he would say?
The second one would be the Abraham Accords, which brought Israel and Saudi Arabia closer. Yes. And the argument is, for the most part, people are saying, everyone knows that Hamas wanted to do everything they could to break up that budding relationship, because that would be bad for Iran, right? That practices the different kind of Islam, right? The Sunni and the Shia thing. Mm-hmm. That was the other thing. But again, you'll notice you don't hear him saying that.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see how far down the rat hole he thinks he's going to go with this and somehow gain votes. And maybe, just maybe, the sheer volume and the tone that comes out of his mouth is appealing now to more and more Americans who are just fed up or bored or believe that all problems, if you trace them far back enough, emanate from Joe Biden. And this is just another one. And if Donald Trump was in there, bread would still be $1.25 a loaf.
Yeah.
Hamburger would still be $2.99 a pound. Gasoline would be $1.89.
Right.
And everything would be wonderful. And I can't believe that. Well, Trump is my president anyway, and this is just highway robbery.
This is the last thing I'm going to say about this. But the other part of this is that he's trying to divide, obviously, Jews. But the inference or the outright statement is, if you're a real Jew, you vote for me. The people who are voting against me, they're fake Jews. Okay. Let's just, that's what they do. And that's how, it's the same thing as like, you're a real patriot. You're a real American if you vote for Donald Trump. You're a real man if you vote for Donald Trump. If you're not, you're not a real man.
Well, statistically, he's playing the Orthodox Jewish card here. Correct. Because for the most part, the people that have been voting for Trump who are Jewish are Orthodox, highly religious people.
Right.
The people you might see in the black hats and the and the black clothing in Brooklyn or Los Angeles or South Florida. That's where, you know, or Chicago, where more Orthodox are. And that can be, I don't know, anywhere from 10 to 20% of Jews, and the rest are, and the use of the word conservative in Judaism isn't like it is everywhere else. Conservative doesn't mean you're right wing.
Right.
In Judaism, conservative is in the middle. The middle. There's Orthodox, which is the real right wingers. Conservative in the middle. Reform, more on the left side. And if you add conservative and reform together, it has been upwards of 70-75% nationally for as long as I can remember. And unfortunately, that's changing. Trump sees the opening. And of course, he's in there to put the shiv in and try to divide Judaism. And remember, the stupid part of this is, I'm trying to think, of the swing states. The swing states are not New York,
no,
Florida, California, Illinois, where that's where more Orthodox Jews are than any other place in the country. That's where more Jews are than any other place in the country. So, I wish something like this would finally fucking backfire on this guy. And that he'd have to pay a price for it, but he never does. He never does.
He's paying a price right now by trying to find some money from people who won't give him any money so he can meet this bond. He's having some issues trying to get this money, isn't he?
Well, here's the latest. Here's the latest. Two ideas here. We had somebody go on CNN last night and say, hey, come on, Mar-a-Lago, Bess Friedman, CEO of a luxury real estate firm called Brown Harris Stevens, said it's the one property that could really sell fast if he put it up there. Because it's like selling your house. You don't sell your house. Well, I guess now you do. So you got the lady down in Florida who says, of all the shit that he's associated with, Mar-a-Lago, which isn't called Trump-a-Lago. surprised it's not. He could get some quick cash for that. But that's not the real story today. The real story is that he's making the calculation, possibly, that the way to go is to just say, fuck it, and let Letitia James take Trump Tower. That's what she wants to go for first. He thinks that doing that, maybe then declaring bankruptcy, which always works for Donald Trump, but maybe this is how he avoids this, that this will just add to the sympathy factor and the victimization factor and the weaponization of the justice system factor that he's been claiming that so far, every time he gets indicted, his ratings go up every time. Right? So you get the point. He thinks that politically, this would be a winner because you've got a lot of guys, people like Mark Cuban, all saying that the penalty, the $450 million, is just too high. It's outrageous. It's beyond the pale. And that he is not being treated fairly. And Trump is and will continue to say, gee, if I can't get a fair shake, then the average guy like you, you can't get a fair shake. Right. And I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you. Here we go again. He might be right. I'm afraid at this point he might be right, that this country has got so many stupid people that don't think.
I don't know. I just think that there, after a while, he's just like the whining kid. And after a while, he's just like, you just shut up. I'm tired of hearing how much you're whining and what a victim you are. I mean, remember, she gave him 30 days that she did not have to give him.
That doesn't matter. That's the point. It doesn't.
None of it matters.
Matter.
I don't see you. I don't see a huge upside to him crying about being bankrupt and how this woman has driven him to the poorhouse and all this other shit. Run the play. That's all I can tell you. Go ahead, Donald, run that play.
He thinks he could get it reversed on appeal, and especially on appeal if it goes to the Supreme Court. You don't think that the Supreme Court, with the 6-3 conservative slant, wouldn't say that the amount of the penalty was excessive?
Yeah, we've also seen this movie before too, where the Supreme Court doesn't come through for him like he does, and he calls them an ungrateful bunch of pieces of shit. I mean,
are you gonna count on that? Because remember, this is about killing time. This will kill more time. This will push it further out. This is going to push it past the election, so he can run around and campaign and say, this is unfair. This is going to get reversed. It's going to get reversed in the appeals court. And if it doesn't get reversed in the appeals court, I'm taking it to the Supreme Court. And we can see how fast they already want to act in the January 6th case.
I just feel like even there's a point where the Supreme Court stops doing his bidding for him. Even at that point, I mean, he's knocked on every door 50, 60 times. And at some point, somebody's not going to answer. I got to feel like that's going to happen.
I want to believe that you're right. I do. But if you look at, and I've got one in front of me here, this is Grinnell College in Iowa. They've been doing polling for about 30 years, fairly reliable, actually pretty reliable, out of Iowa. And this is the worst poll I've ever seen. This is the worst. And this is brand new. This was taken last week. If the election were held today, and it's not, fortunately, Trump would get 45%, Biden 38%, a 7-point difference.
Yeah.
Trump is ahead with independents 43-27. 23% of the independents, yeah, they're independent, say they would vote for someone else, whatever that means.
Right.
Job approval numbers, just horrible. Even among Democrats and Democratic-leaning respondents, 1 in 5 disapprove of Biden's performance. The person who does this poll is J. Ann Selzer, S-E-L-Z-E-R. And she does polling there and for the Des Moines Register newspaper. This is a killer. As recently as October of last year, Biden's approval rating among suburban women, you know, name the places, Philadelphia.
Yeah, Atlanta. Pittsburgh,
Atlanta, Chicago. Charlotte,
yeah.
Chicago, you name it. His approval rating among suburban women was 53%. And only 37% disapprove. Now, in March, that's what, 6 months later, only 44%. He went from 53% to 44% approval. And he went from 37% disapproval up to 46% disapproval. If he loses the women in the collar counties around blue cities, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I remain sanguine.
I'm saying can't turn it around. I'm not saying that this is the only poll. I get that. I of course I get that. But I don't like to see this.
We have countervailing winds on this one. This would be the lowest approval numbers for a president to win re-election, I think lower than even Truman. But it would also be like the lowest unemployment rate for a president not to get re-elected, right?
Well, I don't know how long the unemployment rate has to stay this low.
Right.
And by the way, it did go up, I think, 0.3 of a point last month. So it might not stay as low as it's been. And of course, in the world of unfairness, if the unemployment rate goes up an entire half point, that's going to be the end of the world for Biden, right?
Exactly.
That's just, it's over. It's the worst thing that's ever, I know that. In other words, every number is always turned and twisted, and he loses, and Trump bludgeons him with it, and he's not a very good defender of his own record, which is actually pretty good, but who cares? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that inflation is, you know, in the low 3%, that it was over 9%. It doesn't matter because the cost of hamburger and the cost of bread and the cost of eggs and the cost of bacon and the cost of gasoline is higher than when Trump was president. And of course, the year 2020 never happened at all.
Never happened. It never was.
It never happened.
Never was Shit City. I do enjoy your efforts and everybody else's efforts to look back exactly 4 years ago what was happening. Because it does bear a real looking at what was going on exactly 4 years and the deep, dark abyss that we were staring into in March of 2020.
But you know what? It doesn't matter.
Well, I
doesn't matter. I and remember the whole, are you better off than you are 4 years ago, was a calculated campaign question posed by Ronald Reagan.
Correct.
Right. So, you know, this is like the Chuck Schumer rule, right? In the Senate over Supreme Court nominees from 25 years ago. So it's not anything real.
No.
It's so to just say, are you better off than you were are you better off than you were 40 years ago? Well, yeah. Yeah. Cause I was 5 years old and everybody bossed me around. I hated it. I'm glad I'm better off now. But again, it doesn't matter, does it?
Speaking of things that don't matter, can we go back to the RFK Jr. thing last week, which dominated too many news cycles? And he after considering Aaron Rodgers and then Jesus Christ and about five other people as his running mate, he went with someone no one's ever heard of. Can we go back to that and what a threat RFK Jr. is as a third-party candidate in this election?
Well, whoever he picks to be his running mate is completely irrelevant. And he's actually smart to have someone no one's ever heard of, because if he would have picked someone like, say Aaron Rodgers, the whole thing would be about that and it would not be exactly credible for him. So he's better off leaving the spotlight for nuts who believe that his anti-vax and his conspiracy theory garbage is worth looking at, is the whole thing. So
I'm going to break our rule and give you a in real time thing that's happening, because you've probably already seen this. The Fed has finished up their meeting. They said they will not touch interest rates right now, and signaling that they are going to keep on track for 3 rate cuts in 2024. And the market loved it. The market is doing very well right now. They thought that news was pretty good.
Whatever happens, it's all Biden's fault. I don't care.
The price of gas is going up again. Again, totally destroying the narrative that Biden was going to keep it down by, you know, putting his finger on the magic button on the Resolute desk, whatever, in order to keep it down. But the price of gas is going back up, which is not favorable toward Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Well, on the gas thing, though, there's no such thing as an eight-month cycle for higher gas prices. In other words, because they're going up now, there's no there's right. And this is your favorite topic on gasoline: the famous winter blend, summer blend.
It's the changeover. It's the changeover. Yeah.
So, I don't think there's any kind of a changeover in September or October, right before an election. So
let me tell you, if there is, then Joe Biden.
This is such esoteric shit. I can't even stand talking.
If there is a changeover that's going to happen around November, Biden will have it pushed off until like December. he will put out a presidential, an executive order.
With global warming, climate change, winter occurs later and for a shorter amount of time, so you don't have to. Also on my list today, total whack job for North Carolina school superintendent. Guess which party nominated her? And of course, the answer is always Republican.
She's very special. She's really good.
Her name is Michelle Morrow. She describes herself on her website as a lifelong Christian conservative. Yeah. She's been a nurse, a missionary, a child advocate, and has 16 years of homeschooling experience. I assume that's on the teaching side.
Now, Brad, I'm sure this woman has some really good policy ideas about how to get teachers paid more and how to get more teachers in the classroom, how to retain more of the teachers that we have. I'm sure she has some gangbuster ideas that are going to rock the education system and revolutionize education in North Carolina, right? She's got all of that going for her, doesn't she?
I'm sorry, you're wrong, Eraser Breath. I don't believe that's what she's known for.
It's about all these idiots. You can say it about Mark Robinson running for governor of North Carolina. You can say it for Donald Trump running for president. He's just got some policy ideas that are so fresh. They're so good.
I know you're a big Twitter guy. If you go back to May 13th, 2020, you can see Ms. Morrow's post on Twitter who said, "I prefer a pay-per-view of Obama in front of the firing squad."
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't want to waste another dime supporting his life. We could make some money back from televising his death.
Oh, you try to keep me away from the ballot box.
Yeah. In March of 2020, she replied to an article titled, "Where Has Jim Carrey Been?" on Twitter, writing, "From the look of him, searching for adenochrome." Have you ever heard of adenochrome?
Yeah, this is the you could probably explain it better than, but this is another anti-Semitic.
I had to look it up.
Liberals are they're killing babies and taking a certain hormone, this adenochrome stuff. Is that how they're harvesting it? And
it's a chemical compound produced by the oxidation of adrenaline.
Yes.
Which they used in research from the 50s through the 70s. That sounds about the same era that they were fucking around with LSD, right?
doesn't that fit into the idea that Democrats are trafficking little children in order to get this stuff, and they're taking their blood and doing experiments on them, Mengele style or something like that?
I don't see that here.
Yeah,
but
something about it.
It's too far off the charts. It's too far over the cliff. If you're texting or you're posting about it, you've lost your mind.
No, there are people, there are MAGA people, extreme right wingers, that believe liberals are either harvesting babies or killing babies or doing something to them to harvest and get this adrenochrome stuff.
Yeah, they might have to get something out of a person to produce this. By the way, she was at the Capitol on January 6th, but apparently had the presence of mind to turn around and not actually go into the building. So she just kind of walked away, so was not arrested for anything. But doggone it, we just love that spirit that she had to want to be there, to want to be part of the scene,
Right.
She believes public education is socialist, calls teachers groomers.
Oh, that's a
win. She believes that children in special ed can't compete with able-bodied students and should just focus on learning life skills.
Here we go. That's good stuff right there.
She refers to people with cognitive abilities or delays as little baby Bidens. No, she refers to them as retards.
Oh, good for her.
She believes the public schools need to be run on biblical principles.
Yeah. That's good shit.
In September of 20, she wrote, "Our public educational system is a powerful taxpayer-funded arm of the Democratic Socialist Party. They've been indoctrinating our kids against God and America for decades, which explains you and explains me. both products of the American public school system from beginning to end.
So as you can see from what Brad's read, there's no real policy in there. There's not policy. There's just shitting on stuff and offering Jesus as a solution to everything. Right. There's no like, man, we really need to divert the funds into this. And we need there, except, by the way, let's just take the kids with special needs and fuck them. I mean, I guess that's a policy. I guess that's a policy deal.
Well, she wants, to go back, maybe your time, certainly my time, which is a more segregated concept with kids who were, cognitively impaired, although we always had some kids who were slow and had trouble. They didn't kick them out of class. Anyway, the Orange County, North Carolina branch of Moms for Liberty, which is a hate group.
How could it?
It's all behind. She's got the Moms for Liberty.
How could Orange County have a chapter of that? Orange County, perhaps the most liberal county in all of the 100 counties of North Carolina. Somehow they found five of these women to get together in a basement somewhere to fall
multiple
in love
times
with
on
Trump.
Social media, Mara has voiced concerns about a satanic agenda and alleged that transgender people and Islam are linked to larger conspiracy. I have a transgender daughter. I asked her today. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
Are you doing the Satan thing? And she said, nah, not yet.
I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of winded. I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm heading to get my cupcake. I'll head out tomorrow and do the satanic stuff.
Yeah.
But this is the point. And somebody pointed this out too. And I think John the Catholic highlighted this on Threads. There's this organization in North Carolina. I can't remember who they are, but they pointed out, if you go to Mark Robinson's website, who is lockstep with this woman, probably agrees with everything that this woman agrees with, you won't find like an issues page for Mark Robinson. He doesn't really have any issues. He doesn't like, there's no agenda for, this is how we're going to get more business in North Carolina. This is how we're going to improve the education system. This is what we're going to do for our universities other than tear them down. This is what we're going to do to protect the environment, and our natural resources. None of that, because there's no policy. There's nothing. It's just fuck the liberals and we love Donald Trump and more Jesus. And fuck the transgenders, fuck the gay people, fuck people who are different, and all of that shit. That's all Mark Robinson is about, and this woman is lockstep with that.
But this is why we are at some kind of precipice. We're at some kind of cliff, and we're looking over the edge to see how far down we go here. And it's not just Trump at the top of the ballot.
No.
Because now we have these little clones all over the country, including right here, including Mark Robinson, including Michelle Morrow, who have now burrowed their way in to being nominated for really, really important positions. And as you know, the person who is your governor, and certainly the person who might be the superintendent of your schools at the state level, although I don't know how much power the state superintendent of schools in North Carolina has over each district. They probably don't have quite as much as we think, but that's not the point. But you know, these people are now, they're not just throwing rhetorical bombs from the outside. They are in there. And where does this country want to go? Where do we want to go? Are we the greatest country in the history of the world that's done more good for more people? Yet at the same time, we have a long way to go and we try to improve ourselves and we're not perfect and we screw up and we put people who didn't commit crimes in jail for 30 years and we hope we catch that and we make some kind of restitution and make sure it doesn't happen again and all these other kinds of things. Or are enough people willing to follow along with Trump, who at his rallies essentially rips down the country and says, if you don't elect me, we're done. There'll never be another election.
Right.
We are about to see a stock market crash and economic depression, the likes the world has never seen. Which one are we? And Britt, a lot of people actually believe what Donald Trump is saying. He is a prophet. He is a Jesus. He is a cult leader. He is Jim Jones. He is the Scientology guy. He's all those people to these people, and you can't break through to them. You can't break through. I told you I had a conversation with an old friend of mine today, and he was visiting someone we both know down in Florida. And he says, I never talk politics with him on purpose. I never do. So he says, well, we were drinking, and guess what? Dennis, the other guy, starts talking about Trump. And my friend knows he's a Trumper, doesn't want to even get into it with him.
Right.
And he said, it was just dreadful. He says he just can't believe that somebody that we've known, both of us for, 60 years, is this way. You can't believe somebody that's that sensible about so many things. And it's not enough to say, well, do you know what happened on January 6th? Because now we have a large swath of the country that thinks, yeah, on January 6th, it was the day before January 7th. What do you want to talk about? It was a nice day. They don't know anything. They know nothing. They know nothing. And when Donald Trump says we have to let cops do their jobs and I'm going to indemnify all of them against prosecution, which they kind of are anyway already. They don't need him. It doesn't matter. They think that Trump is going to be the protector of police who can bang heads, mostly of minorities, and the other folks are going to get rounded up and kicked out of the country when I get elected president.
See, that's why America illegals. Was great. That's why right. America was great, when cops could beat the shit out of people with impunity, right?
But the cops who were on duty the day of January 6th, 2021, at the U.S. Capitol, those cops don't count. They don't count for shit. Apparently, they were all part of some deep state Antifa plot.
How much, right? I mean, that is that part, I think that's part of his agenda, is he's going to, like, on day one, go after whoever killed that Ashley Babbitt woman or whatever.
No, they're all getting out, Brad. Not whoever killed Ashley Babbitt. They're all getting out. Oh, you're saying they're going to find whoever shot her?
The cop that killed her. Sure. And
oh, absolutely. You got to have some justice from that day. There's been no justice from that day, Britt. It's been reverse justice. Right. Where the heroes and the patriots have been illicitly arrested and placed into jail, tantamount to being actual hostages of the U.S. government. And he's going to take care of that. He's going to take care of business. But here's the interesting thing, and everything's a contradiction, everything's hypocrisy, everything is, don't you know what you just said? Right. You can't say this if you said that. I thought that one of the tropes of January 6th by the Trump people is that this was an FBI Antifa plot, a false flag operation to make Trump look bad.
Yeah.
So if that's true, does that mean Donald Trump is going to be letting a bunch of Antifa people out of jail when he becomes president? These are the Antifa people who plotted the false flag operation. It makes no sense. It's so stupid. I'm getting a hurt just thinking about it.